This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Law enforcement authorities say a shooter is dead after opening fire on victims today at the U.S. Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The identities of the deceased and the motive for the shooting remain unknown. At least 11 people have been transported to area hospitals. The base, which employs 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, is home to the Blue Angels flight demonstration team and includes the National Naval Aviation Museum. The complex remains on lockdown. I'm Matt Small.
France is in the second day of a nationwide paralyzing public transport strike aimed at French President Emmanuel Macron, who wants to overhaul the country's pension system. The unions are demanding the plan be withdrawn, arguing they have too much to lose. Here's Lisa Bryan in Paris for VOA.
Pension reform is an explosive issue here. President Emmanuel Macron wants to standardize and simplify the current system, comprised of myriad plans, retirement ages, and benefits. The last major reform effort in 1995 triggered 3 weeks of paralyzing strikes, with the government backing off on the most ambitious changes.
Lisa Bryant was reporting for VOA from Paris. The U.S. State Department Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, says Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to protests sparked by the government's sudden and dramatic increase in fuel prices last month. There have been demonstrations in more than 100 Iranian cities and towns. Along with the fatalities, Hook claims Iranian forces have wounded many thousands and detained at least 7,000 people. He describes the situation as Iran's worst political crisis since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. President Trump has called on the media, quote, to go in and see what's happening in Iran. More news at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. It has happened 3 times before in U.S. history. An American president faces the threat of impeachment, and though remote, the possibility of removal from office. But the White House, publicly at least, says it is ready for a Senate trial. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Both the White House and the Trump re-election campaign publicly acknowledge for the first time the president is likely to be impeached in the House. He tweeted yesterday, "Do it now, fast," looking ahead to a friendlier venue, a trial in the GOP-led Senate. He and aides even see a potential political upside, a chance to turn the tables on Senate Democrats, including several running for the nomination. Associates say the president's eager to cheer on the chaos. And while his campaign's touting impeachment as the biggest motivator for donors and volunteers, a trial does carry risk, including the possibility GOP senators could break with him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Amid the talk of impeachment, President Trump got some good welcome news today with the latest U.S. economic numbers. AP correspondent Shelley Adler filed a report.
This is just a solid all-around report.
Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist with PNC Financial Services Group.
Obviously, we saw an increase in manufacturing employment with the end of the auto workers strike, but we also saw job gains across a wide variety of industries, so education and healthcare, travel and tourism, business and professional services, transportation.
So consumers should be feeling pretty good.
We have more people working. They have bigger paychecks. Consumers are in excellent shape. This should be a good holiday shopping season.
I'm Shelley Adler.
There is a disturbing and explosive admission from Uber. In its long-awaited security report, the ride-hailing company says more than 3,000 sexual assaults occurred during Uber rides here in the United States in 2018. Here's AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Uber says 229 of the assaults were rapes. In making the announcement, Uber said confronting sexual violence requires honesty. Uber also said it's making policy improvements, including stronger background checks, and working to find a way to share the names of drivers who've been banned for the most serious safety incidents. The company says in 2018, Uber rides were involved in 58 traffic fatalities. I'm Mike Gracia.
5 world powers trying to save the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran face a new setback as they meet with Iranian officials in Vienna. Russia says it is suspending work on reconfiguring Iran's underground Fordo nuclear facility for civilian medical research. A unit of the Russian state-owned nuclear energy company have been working on the project since 2017. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.